Let us give thanks. We give thanks for the awe and the holy mystery that fills us as the leaves burst forth, the flowers bloom, and we can all sense that we walk with lighter steps and fewer clothes. Spring is in the air, and new birth abounds. So we gather with deep gratitude, but also to ponder, reflect, and explore faith's meaning in our living. We are family, friends, strangers, young and old, healthy and hurting, and even a larger family encircling the globe in which we are estranged, distant, caring, nurturing, exploiting, killing. We are indeed a peculiar people. But as the folk song says, love them all, the large, the short, and the tall. And we might add, many colors, many faiths, and those who speak many languages, all yearning for love and respect. Yes, with such a heart and such a love, we embrace all sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters, and extended families, those we remember with fondness and sorrow. And in this congregational family, we extend our love and caring to Margaret Poitiers, Isabel Lewis, mother of Jim Lewis, Linda Dawn Pettigrew's sister, Barbara, Shirley Farlinger, Amber Cunningham, Jillian Corrington, and Aja Jurgen, who's in hospital. But even so, we are awakened in this world by news of terrible family violence, the obsession of the trial of Tori Stafford, abducted, sexually assaulted, killed. And we also are surrounded by indigenous children dying of disease and hunger and suicide. And there are men and women living in horrible prisons, and those who are attempting to integrate into our communities in a climate that seems more concerned with punishment than forgiveness or love or rehabilitation. So we really do need such love, so that we do not succumb to retribution or resignation, because yes, we are all part of this family.
Amen.
We yearn for love and justice, and yet we're driven by anxiety and fear in a culture of things and gadgets that draws us into ways and values more akin to capitalism and competition than sharing and human community. We live in political arenas filled with more deceit than integrity, relationships with anger and accusations. But still we can pray with the ecumenical community, our ecumenical prayer with the church in Sudan, Republic of South Sudan, Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. We dream of a community where justice is practiced and leaders are dictators, where human rights are observed, leaders are honest and able to politicians listen in silence, and where justice and passion. It is in this world and in this family where our fears and doubts too long have bound us. So free our hearts for work and praise, and grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days, that we might continue to sing